First case, please.
First application is the application case number 11395, the application of Harriet M. Ward. The site is located southeast of Ward Road, Route 283A, 4/10 of a mile southwest of Cedar Grove Road, being Route 283. And her 911 address is 20009 Ward Road, Lewis, Delaware. The tax map ID number 334, map 11, parcel 99. Requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, this application, the more specific request is an 18-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the dwelling steps and landing. This application fee was waived on this application since there was an error found in the issuance of the permit. The permit was issued with a 30-foot setback instead of a 40. And trying to make the determination on how that happened, the computerized mapping system labels this road as Ward Road. The original paper mapping system doesn't use road names, it uses numbers. And you can see by the numbers that it was a state road and not what appeared to be a subdivision street. So that's the only way we could figure out the error took place.
So why is it they're asking for 18-foot and not a 10-foot?
They're asking for an 8-foot because the steps and landing encroach into the setback, so you can only grant a 5-foot encroachment into the 40, not the 30.
Gotcha.
That's why they're here.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all right, ma'am. You come up, you need to go down and be sworn in, ma'am, please.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Harriet Ward, 20009 Ward Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And if you have any exhibits, you can take it down to Mr. Lankin.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Okay. Can you explain to the board your request, this variance?
Yes, just what you said. I need a front variance, according to Mr. Pettyjohn in the letter.
For information or the board's benefit, Mr. Pettyjohn is the zoning inspector for that area.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Lynn. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes. I guess I should ask Mr. Lank, has the applicant been advised as other applicants about the requirements and so forth?
The requirements as far as answering the standards. Mm-hmm. If you're noted, if you got copies, I believe, of their responses on the standards, they're basically yes and no. There is a couple of additional comments, but very minimal. One makes reference to the possibility of development as being not enough area. And another one makes reference to the difficulty was created by the applicant, stating that it was not, and that the county is requiring a variance due to county employee writing wrong setback on building permit.
Okay. So the applicant may need some help or assistance here.
I assume so, yes.
With the answer is no. You're asking, if you can, tell us exactly what it is that is encroaching into the setback. You were supposed to be 40 feet from the property line. And what part of the building is where, do you know?
Well, we thought it was 30 feet back from the property line.
Stand, right? So that's where you built the house,
right,
too?
And we 30.1 is the final placement survey.
Okay. And then you're asking for an 8-foot variance. So what encroaches another 8 feet?
I assume it's the steps. I haven't heard this is the first I've heard of any type of encroachment or anything.
No. 10 foot of the house. The steps and the landing are encroaching into the 40. That's what we have to look at. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's really the 10 foot of the house, so about almost a third of it, plus the landing and steps encroach.
And they encroach another 8 feet, so therefore she.
No, they asked for an 18 foot variance to allow everything to stay the way it is.
Everything. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And there are 5 standards that have to be met. So we'll help you with that because obviously you weren't prepared for that. And
no.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to show that there's a uniqueness, and I guess are you suggesting there's a uniqueness in the situation?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Good. Okay. All right.
And Mr. Mills, if I may, I'm looking at the map here. It looks like your property is a narrow property. It appears
it's rectangle shape.
And it looks like it's got a lot of frontage on Ward Road, but it's not very deep in comparison to how wide it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay, so would you say that's kind of a unique shape to the property? The fact
yes.
that it's so wide in the front and narrow in the deep?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I add to that? It's only 88 foot deep, basically, which doesn't even meet the standards for a depth of a lot being created. It has to be at least 100.
Right.
But this already existed prior to zoning, so that's not the issue. But just so you know, it's 12 foot shy of meeting the minimum standard of a new lot being created.
So the fact that the lot was created prior to the zoning
right.
is makes it
it's
unique
a valid
as also.
Lot partial created before zoning.
Okay.
And because of that, because of that situation, it makes it difficult to develop the property otherwise. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're claiming, I take it, that you haven't created the situation, but another party has?
I wasn't assuming so. I hadn't heard anything or any issues or problems until I received a letter in the mail.
Right, but it was your position is that because the county
yes.
advised you wrong, that then that's why your encroachment exists?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a couple other questions. Will this encroachment alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
Okay. And would it be detrimental to public welfare or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And you feel it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We have to cover those things. And the reason I normally don't is help people, assist people, but I think in this situation, you were, it merits us working with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure do.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay. Trustee?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think we've established the fact that there's a uniqueness to the property and that it was laid out prior to the existing zoning requirements. The applicant is suggesting that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of their property and not possible to develop it in strict conformity. Has further suggested that the error was not created by the applicant. We didn't hear testimony that it would have an adverse effect on the neighborhood. And the applicant states that they're asking for a minimum forward relief. I make a motion we approve case number 11395.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11395. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11395 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.